to you by Bayafutri, a shoe for the courageous. Go for it.
All right, welcome back to Amapiano Wrapped. And in this episode, we are talking about the biggest acts to come out of the country this year. And this is purely on impact. So it doesn't have, because remember the first part we did, like subgenres, like DJs, producers, whatever. So you could be a producer. If you had an impact, then you can be in the top 10 act. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Are we all clear?
Yes. Ooh.
All right. So I'm going to start off with, because you guys sent me a list. And these are seven guys that made it on the list that have to be there, because you guys all had them in there. We just have to figure out which other, I mean, which...
What are we putting else?
Yeah, I don't know. Which number? The number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we have to go from 10 to number one. But these are the guys that you all mentioned. Focalistic, Young Stunner, DJ Maphorisa, Melon Sleazy, Kabza the Small, Nkosazana Daughter, and Zen 10. You guys all mentioned those people, right? Now it's time for you to fight for any other people that you think should be in this top 10. These are the names that came up from the list that you guys sent. Tango Supreme, Ibidoza, Mdu, AKTRP, Josiah, Nkuli and Scroof, Sam Deep, Kevin Momo, Kota Embassy, Stash the Groovest, Kaba Ganal, Sir Trill, Buhlem Saiki, Amifaku, Marumba Pitch, Sour Matrix, Visca, Toss, Fellow and T, Two Shorts, TNK Music, Musa Keys, Robot Boy, and yeah, that's it. So, let's start with number 10. Who is at number 10?
Someone missing there.
Who?
Major League.
I was Major about League. To say Major League okay. is missing on this list.
Okay. DJs.
Yeah, I mean, just impact.
Just impact. Impact. Yeah, no, we're talking about impact.
I think they have the most impact.
I think they should take number, not even 10.
So let's start with number 10. Who is going to number 10? We can always reshuffle as we go along.
Give the names again there.
I think number 10 should... number 10 should go to Soa Matrix because he's on everyone's list. So he should be on number 10.
So Soa Matrix had that much impact that he deserves to be in the top 10 biggest acts.
He's on everyone's list.
Okay.
All right.
He's on
except
everyone's
mine.
List.
All right.
Was this yours?
Nope.
Nice. What do you mean...
What do you mean? What
so
do you mean?
There isn't a common thread. So the common thread between all of our lists.
Soa Matrix
so he's probably in three of our lists or something.
But I have another idea, bro, in terms of number 10.
Okay.
I'll put Musa Keys there.
Yeah.
Musa Keys.
Number 10.
In terms of impact.
It can be number 10.
No, but remember, we are
where
still
you
want to
put Musa Keys in number 10? Then you must have number 11.
Wow.
Musa Keys.
Musa Keys, you want to put... Number 5. Musa Keys
has been nominated for European Music Awards.
Come on, man.
Bro.
He was touring Europe. Yes,
like,
House of
honest,
Teo.
Like,
yeah. Okay, yeah, let me be honest, right? Yeah,
Musa Keys.
We used to work together, but like, we don't get along anymore. But if I'm being completely honest, Musa Keys is the most talented young kid out there.
Most?
Like, he is so talented. He will sing for you. He will MC. He will dance. He will produce.
Okay.
And he's building an entire empire. House of Dai. You mentioned it.
Right.
Do you understand? So I really do, like, aside of everything, he deserves to be, like...
It is what it
after
is.
After number 10. So maybe, like,
Have you ever heard Musa Keys, since you're close to him, sing without an auto-tune?
No, but I haven't heard a lot of
but that
people
doesn't matter.
Bro,
that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Bro, that
AKA
can
was
sing,
running
bro.
Top that 10.
So let's be honest, Swista is being emotional at this moment. Stop being emotional.
And we said it's about impact.
Musa Keys can't sing.
Guys, I'm talking to you now. Come on.
I'm talking to you now. Musa is part of the top 10 of SA radio chats.
Yeah, and he charts on radio like crazy. You're
like
right.
Like he's chatting right now. Like I don't know.
And that time he's booked overseas.
But we can put him wherever we want.
I wanna pick
for
up
me,
on the...
for me, Musa Keys is a scam.
Yo.
What do you mean?
I wanna pick up on the international
fucking
gigs.
Scam.
Yes.
How much does that have to do with this list? Like
it's impact.
Yeah.
It shows how much you outside of South Africa you have impact. Because right now, especially you're in demand.
But you do know those gigs are via connections, right? It's not because your song is
bad. But
your connections can work.
It's people we call in Atlanta, have a tavern, a vocalistic can perform. Oh,
like,
yeah,
International gigs are not because of connections. Because of management.
But think about it.
That's not a connection.
But no, not even to say, like, put it like as McChee saying, no, I'm connected. No.
No.
People have different management in different spaces.
Yeah, what Mac is trying to say, how do you explain? Let me help him.
How do you
what
explain?
Mac is trying to say is, ne? You will hear Focalistic, it's Atlanta, no. Germany. Jabulo just pick the call and call someone I know, go tavern, like the poorest tavern
but
in Germany.
But Musa Keys was not booked in a tavern. He's doing festivals.
Not that I've got a fan base.
But how do you explain with what you are saying, Vigro Deep?
Vigro Deep is under management in UK.
Yeah, connections.
No, that's not even a question. He worked on it.
But like locally, Vigro hasn't been doing
it. But it's not his market.
Everyone is a different manager.
How are you a newcomer in your country when you are big outside your country?
No.
Everyone is a different
manager. In South Africa, is a newcomer.
There are three managements in the world.
Yeah, but do you understand that if I had the same management at Vigro Deep, I'd also be gigging where he is.
That's very
yeah, but so far how management... So far, management can take you so far before people don't like mess with you no more.
Yeah.
But if you book the whole year, you're telling me that's management?
Who's booked the whole year?
No,
now?
Come on.
If you have a good manager, no, if you have a good manager, you can go
and
a long way.
Also, guys, you need to have a good manager and allow the manager to do his job. 95% of Mapiano artists
don't let managers do their job.
Hey, in fact, we are funuguya pulukwane. Ah, pulukwane magi yang funuguya ra.
No, this is his from his chest. He's talking about his own artist.
No, it's fine. I'm talking about everybody.
We want to talk about Musa Keys.
Now, Musa Keys is not talented.
Since when?
Bro, Musa Keys is not talented.
Since
when?
Musa Keys can sing. He's very talented.
No, he's not.
And then he can produce.
Yes, I
and
give
he can
it
DJ.
That. And he can DJ.
And he can dance.
Yes.
And he can dress.
Eh?
And he can dress those boobs of his.
I mean, I'd never wear that. It's up to you.
It's fine. It's not for you.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I say I agree.
It's not acting like it's not
no,
for you.
No, I agree. But I want to go vocal, like sing.
Is
cool,
this
like, for me, nah. You can't sing, bro.
I am emotional yet.
This guy.
So number
imagine
10.
Imagine you're emotional and I'm not. Hey,
bro.
Bro, I would never sign Musa Keys. Doesn't
come
matter
on.
How much man I had.
Guys, he doesn't want to sign you.
Let's be honest about
he's
you.
He's got impact.
Musa Keys works so hard.
Impact.
I won't lie to you.
He's got impact.
Everybody works so hard. That's why we know about them. I'm saying he's not talented.
But don't you think
me,
by
though.
Having a brand that big,
bro,
even if you
for
are
me,
the
minute,
that he's not
listen,
talented.
Guys, okay, here's for me. Bro, the minute the artist has to get to the crowd, udlale, come on, everybody jumps to it. You can't even greet me in your own natural voice. You need auto-tune. Hello, everybody. Fuck no, bro. Fuck that shit, bro.
So you go back and go to those kids.
No, bro.
But also another thing you need to consider is that auto-tune is a part of the craft, just like sex selling is. So, you know, you can go on and on about how that
doesn't make
him talented.
Thank you so much. So he's a slay king.
Oh, my God. That's not what I was saying.
Yo, yeah, he's
but
fighting
it's a part
him.
Of his product and it works for his product.
Yeah, bro,
and
I think we can come back to
guys.
It maybe when he's a little bit calmer. Maybe
no,
let's move on
calm.
To
Musa Keys is
now.
A good DJ. Good producer, makes good
music.
Good
performer.
Now, yeah, good performer. Not
good,
a good
artist.
Singer.
Good artist.
All right, so at number 9,
not
we've
a good
got,
singer.
So at number 10, we've got Sound Matrix. Who
Musa
are having
Keys.
At number 9?
Musa Keys.
Musa Keys, number 9.
A bit higher than 9.
Okay, let's just put him and then we'll push him up if there's anyone.
If there's anyone,
okay.
too.
Or push him
there.
Out.
Fana, whatever Musa Keys did to you, let it go.
Welele.
Anyway.
All right, number 8, who do we have?
I think we can put...
Because we still have Focalistic, Young Stunner, DJ Maphorisa, Melon,
let's
Sneezy.
Let's talk about number 9 and number 10 for Zan 10. So Musa Keys on 8, Zan 10 on 9.
Okay,
before we go into the groups, né, because like we don't want to have recurring, the same type, you know. Sometimes some artists can compete with each other. Zan 10, Melon, Sneezy, we have TNK Music there. We can't have all of three of them, at least one.
Why not?
Because one is doing the other one's thing already.
No, but I feel like if they had a strong year and they had impact and they all three deserve to be there, then we should put all three.
Yeah, it's all about impact, though.
It's all about
it's
impact.
Not about, like,
they're
doing the same thing.
This here is where I'm lost. Are we nominating them and then we put number 1, number 2?
No,
or
now
we're
structuring.
Placing them?
No, there's
you're
not
already...
number 1, number 2 yet.
So
we are.
No,
that's
Steph, we are.
Where's the number 1, number 2, number 3?
We're on
no,
number
we're
10,
number
9.
10.
We're going down.
Well, yes, he wants to know that is there a list already? We know we're structuring the list right now.
Right, and then the way we're structuring it is if you say number 9 is Musa Keys or number 11, out. Like, Musa Keys, is that how we're ending the show?
Yes,
with
yes.
From 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1. So right now, Sound Matrix is 10. And then 9 is Musa Keys, but she's motivating for Musa to be 8 and Zan 10 to be 9. Anyone object to that?
I can't put Zantian on this list because their impact, I've never seen it on the streets.
It's Jezik's impact now.
It's only they're under Jezik's, it's under someone's wing. I can't put them straight to that impact of saying like they need to be on number 8 or number 5. They're under someone. Them is like they're good at producing and whatsoever. That's when you have to be like, what's their impact? What they have done this year?
I would say that the most famous ghost producers.
Yeah. I agree with you. So, because like, if you look at it, that's how Melo and Sleazy started.
Yes.
And they're climbing up to...
Yes.
They climbed up to be like solo on their own and then signed to a major label.
Yes.
So I feel like Zantian is also on its way to follow that path that Melo and Sleazy did. Because Melo and Sleazy were also ghost producing for Jazzik. So I do feel like they deserve to because they gave him an album that was like really strong, really solid. There's about five tracks in that album that was like really strong in Branch. Like
the best ghost producer that Till Mac came in. Eh?
So I think Zantian, they do deserve to be on this list.
Maybe next year.
At least we have upcoming. Like, let's not forget that this is like impact, but also we have to have like
No. There's no way we have to. It's impact.
Okay.
That's it.
Why? So you're saying Zantian had no impact?
No,
but it was impact. It's just impact.
It was technically a related. Impact in like, the sense of like they DJ contributed to it,
you had a huge impact in the lifestyle and whatnot, Jamapian.
Yeah.
Then I'll put number 9, Kevin Momo.
Yes, I was actually going to say Kevin 8 or
Momo.
9.
For this year.
Let me tell you why I agree with him. Calvin dropped in December, right? But if you think of that album is still charting to this day.
Kevin Momo.
It's going to be 12 months later and your album is still on the charts. How is that not impact?
That's all you're working on.
No, but still, that's besides the point. The fact that I can drop one project and throughout the whole year,
I'm
you guys
eating.
Are listening to it. I'm still
Musa
eating.
Musa drops a song and does the same thing.
A song. But for how long?
The whole year. The whole team down. A song.
Dio was charting for a very... It's still charting actually also and he dropped it.
Guys,
like,
can we vote?
Last year, November.
Kevin Momo, Musa Keys, number 9.
I can't take Momo to number 9.
But you
but
must
he,
go out.
He needs to Mom be on
needs
the
to come
list.
Up.
He needs to?
I agree. Go he needs up. To come up.
More like number 4 or 5.
Momo needs to be at least number top five or something.
Yeah.
Like. You can't put Momo there because...
You can't, but he was only, so influential.
Like, one
Momo is organic.
Yes.
He's chatting. His album is still there on the primary school. Is still
bro, even how Kevin Momo carries his brand, forget just not about the music. See him on desk, ne? He has got that thing about XA. I'm South African and I enjoy what I do. Right? You hear what I'm saying? He teaches other DJs how to behave on desk, and they go and copy. You hear what I'm saying? And
no.
Now, including my podcast, is copying Momo. What are you talking about?
No.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
But I think we all can agree that Calvin should be on the list.
Top five.
Well, let me give you some other names that you guys all agreed on so you can help me with who to put on number 8. There's Focalistic, Youngstana, Maphorisa, Melon Sleazy, Kabza the Small, Kosazana Daughter, Zantian. Who's going number 8?
I think Kosazana
Daughter.
Major League. Major
League they're missing. Cooper Papi.
Papi Cooper, actually, yes.
Which one is it?
She had impact. Papi had a strong year. A very strong year.
She had a strong year. She needs to be on number 9. Or number 8.
I agree with you. I think we should put her on number 8.
Number 8.
Bobby Cooper.
Yes.
So Musa Keys is staying on number 9.
Musa needs to come above.
Musa needs to come on top.
I'm not a fan of Musa Keys, but if we're going to put...
Musa Keys needs to come on top.
Musa Keys, if we're going to put Bobby Cooper above Musa Keys, it's respectful to Musa Keys.
No,
I'm not a fan of him. But that's disrespectful.
But that's what I was saying. Bobby Cooper is number 8.
She dropped a couple of songs.
She's doing bigger numbers. Let's listen to each other.
Yes, you were saying?
Bobby Cooper did more numbers in terms of like filling up FS. She's the only one did best. You can go to Zone 6 Records. She's the only one who did the best number.
It wasn't a one-man show. show, the lineup matters as well.
Not even the lineup.
And even on her show, when she was performing, everybody jammed to everybody, and her show looked like.
Not even.
Who's this boy? KZN.
Not even. Kupa Pa, we had so many songs.
It's a pizza piece.
It's a vaca piki.
Banyana,
guys, let's be honest. Those songs don't slap.
But for the public, that's the thing. Your
it depends where you're listening to them. Maybe you listen to those songs.
She won an
house.
Award for the female, what, female Amapiano something.
At Basadi Awards.
Yeah, Basadi in Music Awards.
So would you say Babi
best
had,
song of the year?
Would you say Babi had more impact than, what's her name? Kamumpela.
Yeah, in this year.
How are you even asking that question?
In this year. Like, Kamumpela, this year. Say something that she did.
She's been gigging all over.
But no, when has she done music?
All over Europe, all over
she's
the world.
Queen.
Who's in Europe?
Kamumpela.
Slay Queen.
But what did she give us? What did she give us?
Slay Queen.
You see, she gives her fans,
when you put Kamumpela head to head with someone that's powerful, they come back to my context. Now they're like, hi, Kamumpela. You see, I told you.
Did she drop Ghost?
Kamumpela is an MC.
No, Ghost had a bit of impact, but in comparison to Babi.
At least I named that well. I said she's an MC. You said she's a Slay Queen.
So I agree, guys. Babi Cooper.
Babi Cooper, yes. Okay. So we're all going on Babi Cooper.
Yeah.
All right, number 8, Babi Cooper.
Not even 10.
I don't know, it's Cooper Babi or Babi Cooper.
Which one is Babi Cooper? Cooper.
Whichever works. Cooper.
Whichever comes first.
Number 7, who are you going for? We still got Focalistic, Youngstar, Maporisa, Melon, Sneezy, Kabza,
Can we take Maporisa out of the list, guys?
Yeah, please. I also want to say, why is Maporisa?
What did
Rather
he do?
Rather say Madumani as the vocalist.
You guys had him all in
okay,
your
okay,
list.
Okay, but Madumani...
I never had him out.
Okay, Madumani, what did he do this year, though?
He's on a what lot of Maporisa good features. Do? Like, a lot of good
like
features.
Like what, Jabastrat?
No, but besides that...
Yes.
For me...
So that's not Maporisa, it's Madumani.
For me,
the one we're beefing with.
Their impact is so much, like...
Double
at the year, looking at 2020, the year is crazy. Like, they put the milestone for everyone. They did Sun Arena.
Like, they did a lot.
And
like,
that was jam-packed.
The Cubs and Bori, they need to be part of it. They did Sun Arena. For the first time of Amapiano, did that.
Yeah, and Bori in South Africa, we've never had, like, a big Amapiano event or festival. They're the first one to give it to us. We always had to go abroad to see what other countries were doing with our very own genre. They said, okay. And they were going to do it before. Remember,
yeah, we
locked
down. 2019.
They were actually doing the center of say. So, like,
when
that's a really
Mkambini
big
just
thing.
Dropped.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a really big thing. And I think...
And also to consider the fact that it was actually a concert. Like, the only two people who had DJ sets was myself and Venom. The rest was
oh,
all
sorry.
Of the
hello.
No, but I'm just saying, I really enjoyed the experience because there was artists singing. There was no
like
it wasn't focused on the DJ, it was focused on the musical elements break. Like they had bands there breaking down with the artists. So that and the fact that they sold out Sun Arena, that's not an easy venue to sell out, guys. That's a huge venue. So as much as you may have whatever you have, issues you have with Pori and Kabza, guys, impact wise, show me other people who can fill up Sun Arena.
So Madumani is going at 7.
Yes, I think Pori.
Madumani.
Yes.
Not Pori.
It's Pori, it's the same Pori, thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Bro, Pori no, Madumani.
The same person.
No, it's not the same.
It's different brands.
Yes, thank you.
And then DJ Maporisa number 1.
And Maporisa is not anywhere.
No, no.
This is his only chance he has here.
I think Youngstunner can take
no
6.
Youngstunner is
let me explain why. Let me explain why he's not higher in the list.
Okay.
Right? He's done a lot in the previous year, right? But the flowers
over.
Of what he's done is only reflecting now. Like the awards, him going multi-platinum and all of those things, giving us Abba Juluge. Even the performance of Abba Juluge at Afro Nation was mad wild. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the footage. So instead of him being higher in the list, I think number 6, just because I feel like he could have given us more in the year.
Okay, okay. So we got Youngstar at number 6. So let me just recap so far to see if we're all on the same page. Number 10, Sound Matrix. 9, Musa Keys. 8, Babi Cooper. 7, Madumani. 6, Youngstar.
And then number 5, Asake.
You're not serious, my brother.
Come on, Asake, no.
He's the biggest Amapiano act.
Can I explain
in the world.
Can I explain to you why?
In the world.
Can I explain to you
when
why?
When I go to Soweto, ask someone who's Asake.
They don't know. Let me explain why you would say that. He lives in a country with a population
almost triple what our population is. So obviously his music is going to do more numbers and travel faster. But that's solely because of where he's from. Speaking and the label that he's under. He's under Empire. I work with Empire, by the way.
Speaking about numbers. Hold on.
Impact.
Yeah. Speaking about numbers, let me give you some numbers that these songs did. Some of the songs that came out this year on Spotify, right? So these are the streams. So Umlando did 6 million. Migalo, 1.2. Bambela, Durban Gogo, 2.2. Tanzania, Uncle Waffles, 7 million. Abomvelo, 8 million. Bobby Cooper did about 3 million. Bells, 2.7 million. Chipiki Chipi, 2.2. Ebusuku, 1.4. Ziwangale, 1.3. Mama's Love, 300,000. Kanglani, 2.8. Kusela, 2.9. Tola did 2.5. Hambawena did 3 million. The Fucking Injury by Melon Sleazy and J Music did 1.1. We've got Down the Drain 1.2. And Gantini 1.2.
That's coming.
1.6. Maporisa Bastrata. Focalisis Jepa 1.1. Somewhere there.
So.
These are just numbers.
And then let's go to Asake. Let's go
to Asake.
No, we can't mention him as to our list. He's not from South Africa.
It doesn't matter. I'm a piano.
No, guys. I also agree with Tulani. I don't think
it's all about impact, right? At the end of the day.
But, and
it's a teaching moment. It's a teaching moment for South African artists to see what
we can do. But you'll never get to that stage. Because those guys, no, we can't.
No.
Those guys, their platforms are different.
They're different. Yes. You can't.
Towards
like,
our platforms.
You see these numbers, ne?
Mm.
They're doing so almost 4-6 times.
Who's chopping
if you go back to Amapiano albums, no one's close to him.
Who's chopping the list right now? It's Waffles.
No, Gabza.
Here are the numbers for most streamed artists. Lady Do is 232,000. Young Stana, 2.2 million. Buhle, 700,000. Dos, 300,000. Sinom Solo, 1.5 million. Sir Trill, 300,000. Dali Wonga, 445,000. Focalistic, 928,000. These are the most streamed artists in the country right now, according to Spotify.
It's overseas things. I don't think Lady Do is number one.
No, let me explain why. She's on a lot of. She's a primary artist on a lot of songs that she's featured on.
Stana is on 2 million.
So that's why she's doing so many numbers.
Lady Do?
Lady Do is on 200,000.
Stana is on 2 million.
2.2 million, to be exact. So,
right, makes sense.
Sinom Solo comes second with 1.5.
Yeah, so he's had a good year.
And then also, who's number three? Also, according to your numbers,
when did
who's
you get these
three?
Numbers? When did you get these numbers?
I asked the Fed Checker to do it last night.
Okay, let me tell you something. Sinom Solo also, great, great person, great artist. But the Black Panther thing is also adding
also,
to the numbers.
Also boosted, ne?
Yeah.
Number three, you're asking Sfiso, it's Sinom Solo, then it's Focalistic.
I don't think it's fair to just narrow Sinom Solo down to the Black Panther soundtrack.
Who?
I'm narrowing it down. I'm saying it's an additional.
Yeah. Setril
and also Tanzania, the song.
Yeah.
Tanzania
probably added more than.
Okay.
What did you say?
No, he was asking what Setril's number is.
It's 1,000, not million. 1,000.
Okay. So, cool. So
as we go to top five, please remember that.
Okay.
Ne?
I wish you did Apple Music because it's a bigger platform than Spotify.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Let's do it now, actually.
No, that's going to take time.
Okay.
But, no, it's not. My
phone
is quick.
But this is a gauge. It's giving us a gauge.
Yeah.
It's giving us a gauge, so it's good.
Yeah. So top five?
Where were we? Top number six.
We're Young Stunner.
Yeah, we had 10. So Matrix, 9 Musa Keys, 8 Bobby Cooper, 7 Madumani, 6 Young Stunner.
Mm.
And out of the guys that you guys confirmed, we have Focalistic still left. We have Melon Sleazy, Cubs of the Small, Kosa Zana Daughter, Major League, and Zenten.
I would say Kosa Zana Daughter.
Me too. I would put Kosa Zana number
five. Major League at five. The reason why I'm saying this is that in terms of presence, yes, but musically wise, they're not even on the list, guys. Kosa Zana, in terms of the streaming numbers,
she should be on number three.
She would be there because she contributed to a lot of the songs. And she was also touring internationally, whereas Major League, the main impact
when
they had...
When was Nkosazana touring internationally?
There was a time when she went overseas.
Major League
are
still out of the kind at the moment.
Yeah, so let me say
this to you, though.
When last did Major League give us a hit,
listen,
guys?
Though, listen.
In Mexico, as we speak right now.
If we're talking about impact and what they're doing for Amapiano, even if Nkosazana drops the whole year, they won't do what Major League has done.
Never.
Yeah, never. Guys, also, so if it's also Converting how many people international?
No, if it's impact, Major League needs to be number one.
I agree with
If it's impact, Major League needs to be number one.
Those people are impact, the face.
Bro, follow these boys, bro.
I get that, but also, guys, we need to take into consideration numbers of the music.
Yeah, because but we're talking about impact.
Give you an example. I think we're coming back to music. We said impact.
To give you an example, when I was out in the UK, Major League is bigger than Black Coffee in the UK right now.
In the UK.
Right now.
Go. That's too big.
Right now.
Major League used to be number one.
No, not yet. It's fine. Chief, no,
I think top three, maybe not number one.
We need to ask the chief.
We're handling serious business here.
Next thing, you bring a trip here. We're talking things we don't know.
Yeah, just put it there.
Yeah, no, let's say Nkosazana Dotta then Major League, just because they are only working on the brand and what you call converting more people outside the country to Amapiano.
I wouldn't say converting. Like, I feel like they're the biggest Amapiano advocates.
Bro,
when you think Amapiano, those are the people.
But
that,
right now,
people
what face?
Don't know. Let him finish. People don't know that these people don't produce. It's like saying DJ Khaled is like, he has to be like at the bottom of the list because he doesn't produce. But he A&Rs these people. Major League brings people together and says, okay, we're going to put you and you and you. We're going to do a song. That counts for something.
But the songs don't really do as much as they are.
That's because they're making music for outside. It's the same way you say, we spoke about Vagra Deep. Vagra Deep is making music for people
outside the country.
It's not this year. Okay, they made Coco 4 with Tiwa Savage. It's doing well, but you wouldn't know because it's not for your ears. Mm. They're producing for people outside because they're trying to reach the piano thing to be bigger.
Overall, artists and
Major League.
So
Major League ambassadors of Fama Piano.
Impact. But they lack in certain departments.
They can't fault them that they're not producing. But they're the ones taking piano outside. They're the ones DJing in clubs. Balcony Mix has...
They're ambassadors.
I feel like
I think, bro.
Like honestly speaking, if we're talking influence and impact, Major Leagues had the nice dress code for it. They had the looks. They took it out, bro. The biggest, who's this guy or Raisang? He was jamming to my piano.
Also, Musa Keys.
Musa Keys did the same thing.
Musa Keys did the same thing. But what I'm saying to you is, as much as we talk about impact,
Shut up.
If I talk about impact right now, they're big. You get them in the US, they're big. You get them in the UK, they're big. But also, there's also South African and African impact. Then for me, they're not as big here.
You are right. I agree with you. Is this now when we say in South Africa?
Don't look at that European and take it above African impact.
They have a huge African impact.
What I'm hearing is they are our biggest export right now.
That's what I'm saying.
They're converting people. Conversion.
That's impact, bro.
Right, yes.
So they're ambassadors.
But also, there's also here, the space that they left here.
There's no space they left.
What are you saying? One must be in Africa, one must be in Europe.
No, they came back,
they gave us a 75-hour balcony.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, sharp.
And we're going to overlook those kinds
of things.
They came back, they're busy working on a project with Mugumba.
Let's talk about, we're going to overlook those things. Let's cover the balcony mixes when they're doing it essay.
Okay.
How they used to fly here.
Hold on.
From Cape Town to Cairo, they are running.
Okay.
People are talking about it.
Who would you?
When you're outside more often, those balcony mixes, even people talk about it. It diminishes a little bit. It's like, okay, the vibe, you need to export the whole thing. You see, which is fine for them.
But Steph,
right?
Right now I'm talking about, hold on.
Maybe you make sense.
Let him finish. So what I'm saying is, sharp, the impact overall, that side is good. And they're converting a lot of people. But at the same time, when it comes to African, there's people which are filling that void, you know? You can't say just because they started in SA and they're big in the UK, but that the whole way to the UK, they're big.
But remember, when we started this, we said, do international gigs factor in this?
Yes, they factor.
So the
but it's not
that
everything.
It shouldn't be a determining
factor. They're not everything, though.
But you can't overlook it. Like,
no, but with Major League, you guys are making it the determining factor because what Steph is saying is that internationally, they're doing amazing, but local impact. And another thing we also need to realize is that if local impact stops counting, slowly but surely, they're going to have to start recycling the stuff that they play and whatever. We keep things going for them to export.
Okay.
So I also think that we can't just say because their brand is so big right. externally.
I have
that
a question for you too
like
now. I have a question for you too
happening
since
internally.
You both agree. Okay, if we say we kill major leagues, who do we put
Why are we
to
killing
compete
them?
With major leagues?
No, we're not killing them.
No,
I'm
no,
just
no.
Saying,
okay, who else would you put head-to-head with major leagues?
I would put Kabza, especially now that he's going international. And considering the fact that Kabza's actually dropping
He's going
work.
International where?
He's been playing in Spain. He's been playing in Greece. Kabza's been going international. So fair enough, he's not on that level of major league. But he is also touring
thank
in
you
Europe.
For saying
the problem that I have with comparing Kabza and major league, right? I was about to say this. This international thing is not only because they're gigging internationally. Major league can sit down in an interview and tell you about piano. Kabza can't. That's why I'm saying they've become the face of piano. If you go to Europe right now and you go to BBC... Major League are the people telling you about piano.
Right. Okay. Do you know why? You know why they're telling you? Do you know why?
Right. Gabs
no,
is not
do you know
well
why?
Spoken. Yes. Forget. Oh, he's not well spoken.
But that,
like,
it
Major League
forget
guys.
Those. Forget
no,
those.
Impact.
You know,
it's
listen,
impact.
Guys,
no,
come
impact.
On.
No,
okay. It's impact.
Okay.
I get what you're saying, but also for
who
you to say
Coachella?
That Gabs are
no, but listen to this. Listen.
Who played at Coachella?
Listen.
Okay, but
who played at Coachella?
One thing I want to fight on for you to say that Gabs can't tell us about Amapiano is a stretch and a half. He prefers not to. That gent's knowledge beats major league knowledge. It's just that he doesn't like doing interviews.
With, that's
you are not
problem.
Wrong.
We have
you
a problem with that.
You are not wrong.
Why
that?
Do you have a problem
you
with
can't
that?
Be a pioneer of
do.
Something and not be a spokesperson.
That's
of
everyone.
No,
that's everyone in piano. Who
no.
talks? Who talks?
A lot of people.
MFR Soul. Who talks?
Talks?
Who talks?
Jezik talks.
Jezik talks and provokes.
But does Jezik Uncle Waffles talk? She's not a pioneer.
So, okay.
She's a pioneer.
Jezik. But how is he a pioneer also?
She's pushing people.
How's he a pioneer?
Guys, one at a time. Let's talk one at a time.
He's not a musical pioneer. You cannot say Uncle Waffles is a pioneer of piano.
It's Drake's
he might
pioneer.
Be a pioneer in terms of the image of the female piano DJ and so forth. But musically, that's disrespectful
but it's not
to the
about
likes
music.
Of MFR Souls.
It's not about it's
music.
Does she know the story? Does she know the story? How can she be a pioneer? Does she even know the story?
Wait, can I say
music
something? We're not. It's the fundamental thing about this list is not. Is this person musical? Can this person say what? Impact did they have to contribute to where the genre is right now?
I think it came out. I think the topic
the
we're discussing
country.
Is wrong
exactly,
at this moment. If
we
were discussing
we
impact,
have
yes, we're
because
discussing
if we were
impact.
Discussing impact, that means that the Bopo are number 10, number 15. You hear what I'm saying? If we're discussing impact,
what do you mean about impact?
Huh? No, but now some picky is a classic here.
Boris
Waffles
is going
impact.
To have a solo
She's
show.
She's a resident DJ
at UK.
What is this called? A BBC.
That's
impact.
Yeah, it's impact, but she's not
a
pioneer, guys. Had the pioneers not been there, she probably would have been playing something
No, that's a different
open.
Discussion, though. That's a different discussion.
No, but what I'm saying is, guys, we cannot give Waffles. Maybe in terms
Why?
Of the...
No, but we're not talking about top 10 pioneers. We talk about top 10 impact.
No, impact, I agree, but... My statement stands. Pioneer.
No,
that's
no, no.
A
Forget about the pioneer.
Okay, so
yeah.
Major League number 5 or number 4.
Okay, all right. So Major League number 5. Can we still move them to number 1 later?
Yeah.
Yes, we number. Definitely can.
All right, let's move on to number 4, yes?
Yes.
I'll just bunch these ones together. Scorpion Kings.
No,
together.
Let's give number 4 to Mellow and Sleazy. Listen.
Mellow and Sleazy.
Yeah, number 4, Mellow and Sleazy. Number 3, Focalistic.
Please.
Who are we giving to?
Hey,
who are we giving
honorable mention for Focalistic.
What?
Slow down. Focalistic can't be always going up like that. He
but
needs
impact,
to...
guys.
Yeah,
let's
but no,
tell
no,
about
no.
Who has given Amapiano like a contribution to
well,
where it is
Foca,
now?
Foca
that's
did
what
well.
Impact is.
Impact you're
wild.
Right. Impact. He
but this is
what
remember, guys. We must remember this is in the bracket of 2022.
Right.
Let's not go and talk about Kista. Please.
Yeah,
for the remix. True.
I have to agree with you. I think it doesn't make sense to have Focus.
Can I explain something? If we're advocating for Major League and the impact that they had, meaning traveling the music, converting it, being able to PR outside, being spokespeople for, then Focalistic is also part of that. How many people were touring at the time where like there was no traveling happening. Do you understand what I'm saying?
A couple
like,
of people, though.
Exactly. So I think if we're putting Major League there, Focalistic has to be. He's one of the people that have been advocates of Amapiano. It's about impact. It's not about like, Kista happened, yes, yeah, a year ago, but the impact that it's had for, it's the same thing we're saying about Young Stunna.
Sure.
His album came out a year ago, but the impact that it's having is now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Focalistic's Kista happened a while ago, but the impact that it's having is now.
Tulani, what do you think?
For me, I'll vouch for this girl, Waffles.
Impact-wise.
Yeah, impact-wise. To be honest, having a resident DJing at BBC.
Big deal.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, no,
big
even deal.
I'm not a fan of her, but yeah, yeah, you're right.
She's gigging right now at
USA Tour.
She's doing a USA Tour. Like, she's gigging.
And she gigs at proper venues, not the car washes.
She sold out in the USA.
Not at taverns.
A few days ago.
Let's be honest, guys. Hold on, guys.
They closed the whole street Manchester for Waffles.
Right. I want South Africa to understand this thing. If you hear Mac G's in the UK touring, it doesn't mean Mac G's got the crowd. Please. It means Mac G is a man enough to go in the UK and be an upcoming artist and introduce himself.
What he's trying to say is that we gotta differentiate the gigs that the Afrotech guys are doing, your Shimzas, your Black Coffees, those are like proper
festivals.
Festivals. Yeah. And then the other gigs, it's like Chisanyama.
Yeah, like Chisanyama, like Soshangu.
Diaspora. We play for Diaspora.
Yeah, Mabopani. Tembisa Busy Corner. It's like, but where Pori gets there and plays, they'll be like, Kimao, who the fuck is this guy?
But there's a few handful of piano DJs that play at those festivals like Coachella.
Right.
That's Waffles, Major League.
Exactly.
Devin Gogo also there?
Devin Gogo did go, I think.
Yeah, Devin Gogo was on Coachella.
Devin Gogo went there based on a relationship, man. Wait.
Chill, my man. She has a good...
She was on a holiday vacation with Amanda.
Back to the list. So, number four, who are we putting number four?
Guys. I think Waffles should actually be on the list.
Yes. Devin Gogo.
And then three. I still vouch for Coca. And I still vouch for Major League to come down.
Melon Sneezy.
I personally feel that Waffles had more impact than Foca. We can't put Foca over Waffles, whether you like it or not. In terms of impact, she's got a residency on BBC. She's in the States. She's been in the UK. She played at certain stuff.
And Tanzania is, what is it, 2 million or 7 million?
Yeah, 7 million.
That's why
I was saying, put Uncle Waffles is number four. Put on number three, put Foca number four, if that's what we're saying. Because now,
why are you fighting for Foca?
I'm fighting for him because I believe, maybe because I follow him and I'm a fan. Yeah. So I see the things. I follow him and I'm a fan.
Oh, you're
so
a fan.
So maybe it's because I'm seeing the things that he's doing.
Do you all agree on Foca number four?
No.
Yes, and Waffles number three.
No.
I do.
You agree, right?
I think Foca number
four. So it's out. One, two, three, no.
Yeah, me too. Also.
I agree with Foca being four and Waffles above Foca.
Yeah, I want Foca to go up and Uncle Waffles did more than Foca.
Okay, so Uncle Waffles is three, Foca is four, ne?
Yeah, it's fine. It
looks all right, let me just recap so far, ne?
Yeah.
We've got Sound Matrix at 10. 9 is Musa Keys. 8, Babi Cooper. Number 7, Madumane. Number 6, Young Stunna. Number 5, Major League. Number 4, Focalistic. Number 3, Uncle Waffles.
Yeah,
who's left?
Manch.
We've got Melo and Sleazy, Cubs of the Small, Nkosazana Daughter, and Calvin Momo and Zen 10.
Fucking hell.
Melo and Sleazy next.
We need to review this list.
Melo and Sleazy.
Melo and Sleazy.
What do you mean Melo and Sleazy?
No, Kosazana daughter is not. She might not even.
Where's the impact you're talking about?
Yeah, she must. She must. Yeah.
That's all the features.
She must.
That's all the features.
Can I not make an impact on the future?
Hold on.
She featured Master KG. Okay, Master KG can't even sing or produce.
Okay.
But I do feel that Nkosazana should be on this list.
Yeah, bro. Master KG can't sing or produce.
Ukigegupi.
I think it's only the music. You guys are lying. Nkosazana
has been touring, bro.
Limpopo Festival.
No, bro.
Because finest.
I don't think there's any country that Nkosazana has not been in South Africa. One. She did UK as well.
Gupna now.
I've
never seen the kicker, some of us.
Let me tell you the thing that he's saying. You can't travel with that girl almost every day.
Can I say something?
You can't say you have impact and people don't know what you're doing. That's why Vigro's not on this list. Vigro's doing a lot of things, but people don't know anything.
Here's a list with the DJs with the most gigs this year. This is according to Google. Cubs of the Small, Maphorisa, Major League, Uncle Waffles, Musa Keys, Vigro Deep, Busta 929, Deben Gogo.
Tough. I won't lie to you. Melon Sleazy still goes next.
Right. So number two is Melon Sleazy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm interested in number one.
Now you guys didn't put Kabza here.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
All right. That must be
Sour Matrix number 10, 9 Musa Keys, 8 Bobby Cooper, 7 Matumane, 6 Young Stana, 5 Major League, 4 Focalistic, Uncle Waffles 3, Melon Sleazy 2, number 1. We've got Nkosazana left, Kabza left, Zenten left, and Kelvin Momo.
Zenten is definitely not number
Zenten
one.
Zenten can be number one.
They can be.
Yeah, but, out.
But you can just like start.
They're out.
Like space.
Just. Okay.
They're out.
Yeah, yeah, these people we're going to start removing from the
Kelvin Momo.
Yeah, like, then let's scrutinize them.
Because
the
all three you mentioned now, in terms like Kabza, Kelvin Momo, and Nkosazana need to be in that list.
Someone needs to go down. Musa Keys needs to come up. That song did very well. Selema did very well. Mm. The feature, that one, did very well. Even might be bigger than Tanzania, but that song did very well.
Mm. So you are saying Musa Keys must be promoted or demoted?
Must be promoted.
Okay, so who are we removing so far as it stands? Must I repeat it again?
I think so.
And put Kelvin
in. Yeah, it's my bro, but yeah.
Not at 10, but I would put Kelvin in. We can't.
So at 10, we don't have anyone
Kelvin-y.
Now. Okay.
I think we can put Kelvin at 10.
Kelvin Momo.
At 10?
Yeah.
No, bro. 8, 7 somewhere, bro.
You guys are moving too many people up. You're going to take out
put
the people
Kelvin
at the bottom.
There, please.
Mm. Hey, Kelvin number 10.
But what I'm saying is the reason why we reserved Kelvin and Kabza and Nkosazana in them is because we knew they were they're supposed to belong somewhere up.
Not Nkosazana. You can even backspace the name.
Nkosazana.
Mm. Okay. Bro. Are we agreeing? Nkosazana is being removed?
No. What impact? No. He asked the question.
Let's vote.
Nkosazana
who wants for Nkosazana out?
I'm voting her for out.
You see, okay. Three.
You're doing what?
She's out.
I'm voting her out.
Three.
Jesus is the Lord.
Nkosazana is like a what is this?
Peach Roomba.
Not even mushroom.
Roomba Peach.
It's the Kanye West. Like, we like her to be on the production. The impact, we haven't seen an impact.
That's so true.
Yeah, she hasn't taken a brand like to be like, serious. You need to know her. Nobody like, no Nkosazana in a different space. You know her because of a song. But you never seen her face.
We never seen?
Her face.
Her face?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Doc?
Her face. There's just no impact. That's what I was saying.
The face, the girl with dimples and whatnot.
Work with her. Like, that's why you know her face.
Everybody knows Nkosazana, guys. Come on, bro.
Everyone knows me cheap, but like to his point, go to Ubu Sobaki, we were in a certain space, go to Sabaz.
Not every angle.
As Sabaz, Sabaz, my music video. We've never seen her even at Konka.
She did Scorpion Kings at Konka with Pori, but you said you never seen her. About her.
Wait, hold on. What's happening? 5 minutes. Why? What are 5 minutes? No, we're recording though. We have to record.
We're done, man.
We can't finish this in 5 minutes. We'll try.
We are fighting here.
Hey. We're looking for roadkill.
All right, so 10. Who are we moving to 10? So we've got
Kelvin.
Kevin Momo there. 10.
I am disappointed.
I don't know. It's
a minimum we can do. If you guys don't agree with Nkosazana, Nkosazana must make top 10, bro. Must be number 10.
We already removed her.
She's been eliminated. Kelvin Momo number 10.
Don't vote for 10. I'm sorry.
Tulani, you are the final decision.
Number 10, I can't take it. Momo needs to be part of top 5.
Okay.
Number 10, maybe Mandisa.
Deben Gogo. Deben Gogo is voted out, bro. Wait.
Yo, this girl has had impact, yo.
Yeah, Deben Gogo.
Deben Gogo.
Guys, I don't think we aren't giving her a flower.
Deben
Gogo, she can be
a
number
10. This is
impact. Deben Gogo number 10.
Deben Gogo. Who's voting for Deben Gogo?
I am.
All right, Deben Gogo number 10.
Give her flowers, guys.
So here we are now. Deben Gogo number 10. Number 9, Musa Keys. Number 8, Bobby Cooper. Number 7, Matumani. Number 6, Young Stunner. Are we still removing someone here to put in Kelvin Momo? Or is he in top 5?
We are removing Young Stunner to come back there after Momo. Put Musa Keys at the top.
So Musa Keys is?
Must go at the top.
Number 10?
Yeah. No, at the top. So Stunner must come back.
Oh, Stunner must go to Musa Keys.
Yeah.
Oh, they're swapping. Yeah, I can say that. Okay. Impact, yes.
So it's Deben Gogo and then Young Stunner. All right.
Tough.
Right. Then Bobby Cooper. And then Matumani.
Mm-hmm.
And then Musa Keys.
Mm.
All right. Now, we need to find a spot for Kabza
and
Kelvin Momo and Melon Sleazy. Oh, Melon Sleazy number 2, sorry. Yeah.
Ish.
Tough.
Look, number 1, I think we can all agree, is the king of Amapiano. Which is Kabza. That's what impact. He points himself. Impact-wise, yes.
His album was number 1.
To have such a big album and also to have other songs where your name is slapped on that are doing quite well. And thus, he had 2 projects, which had Zivangale, which was a big song. Ebusugu with Nkosazana, the daughter, which was also a big song. And then on top of it, he had Kusela. He had Rekere. He had a very good year impact-wise.
Did you not think he just made what he always does? He just was present. He was just being Kabza.
But by being Kabza,
when you talk about impact,
no.
We're not talking about. We're talking about people which
he just push the envelope and breathe.
Yeah,
I
was
guys. I really there. Think.
But like pushing the envelope,
you don't push the envelope. Kabza had so much project this year.
He's dropping a project this year.
He had so much 3 projects.
Yeah, but that's Kabza on a normal day.
That's
I'm saying,
true. Yeah, but
did he ever push the envelope this year?
Like guys, major when league. When we're saying impact, like. What did the album do? Like, Young Stunner, we're giving it to him because he went multi-platinum. Kabza gave us a project shop. Yes, what? Awards, what? Traveling, what? PR, what? He can't be number 1, I'm sorry. He can be there, but he can't be number 1.
Who would you give number 1 to?
Like, if you talk about impact, now I'm rethinking about it. And I'm just saying, Kabza must take Major League spot. Major League must go to number 1.
Me and you are on the same page, my brother. Ah.
Because now if it's just basic... On impact, guys, Major League.
So, Kabza number 5. Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Kabza number 5?
Yes, definitely.
Sviso? So, you guys are saying no?
Kabza number 1 or 2?
Number 1 for me.
All right, Tulani, as usual.
Kabza can't be number 5. It needs to be holding us down. It's number 1.
Then we can say Melo and Sleazy, ne? Mm. Can take Major League's place.
Okay.
Right? I would rather move Melo and Sleazy and put Kevin Momo.
No, man,
don't lose the chance.
Number 1.
No, not number 1, number 2.
Kabza.
Yes, number 2 on Kabza. They said number 1 or 2. We can't give him number 1.
I'm giving him 1. Who's giving Kabza 1?
Bro, I give Kabza 1, bro.
3-2. Kabza's 1.
Bro, Kabza's still the God.
Are we talking about just like the biggest Amapiano artist? Thank God he's alive. Or are we talking about impact?
We're talking about impact.
Okay. Bro, let me tell you something.
Numbers-wise.
No, hold on. Let me give him a task. Né? When the show is done, I want you to go and Google number 4 most selling, number 5 most selling albums in South Africa.
It's Momo.
Kabza is there. Kabza is there. It's number 4.
Kabza is selling.
Yeah, number 4.
Momo is part of the list.
When did Kabza drop?
But you guys know what happened.
He's still there. He held this
spot. Wait, guys. With Kabza, I can't understand what he's saying. Take the affirmation away. We all know he's the king. But you can't have him just because of the king. What did he do this year?
Exactly. What awards. Like, the impact. When we talking about impact.
But he's got 10 million songs like that.
But look,
that's what Steph is saying. Avalele.
So, and then okay, let's remove Kabza out of the list. And give him his own spot, Ali Wan. And crown him Ali Wan.
Yeah.
Not mix him with this upcoming.
No,
it's up to you guys.
Another thing that I think we overlook with Kabza is that outside of it just being him, Kabza also helps solidify certain brands. And for me, that's impact in another way as well.
I can give you
that. That is something that we cannot
give you.
Like, Nkuli and Scroof, Mdu, a.k.a. TRP.
Young Stunner.
Thank you, there's
and
so
then,
many.
Then, guys, that's another conversation to have with Pori also. That's Pori also.
Okay, but what's Pori? We already agreed where Pori is going.
Then
Pori.
Then he put on artists. He put on artists.
I don't think
maybe you have a problem with the pain.
No, Pori puts himself on. Pori is like the tier of today.
But I'm saying at the end of the day, if we're gonna talk about helping artists or putting them on or making them famous, it's a different story.
No, it's not. It's not. Impact.
It's
contribute so much to impact, impact because what you're even doing is passively.
Young Stunner's on the list because you are of there making sure that even if saying, I'm not the one giving music,
that's impact.
I'm still making sure that you guys are grooving. Guys, I'm saying Gabs are number one. It's a tough one to
I agree
follow,
with you, man.
You think about
okay, let's
it.
Vote.
Number two. Gabs are number two.
Let's go from number 10. Devin Cook, we all agree. Number 9, Young Stunner. Number 8, Bobby Cooper. Number 7, Matumani. Number 6, Musa Keys. Major League is still number 5.
I think we're going to swap with Melo and Sleazy.
Okay, yeah. So Melo and Sleazy is number
Thank
5
you.
Now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yo,
Melo and Sleazy, right? Then we have Focalistic. And then we have Uncle Waffles. So you're saying number 2 must be Kelvin
Major,
Momo.
No.
Oh, Major League.
That's what she said.
Kelvin is chilled. He's chilling.
Okay, Major League. Number 1, Kabza.
So you're not putting
no, I think it's
Kelvin.
The other way around.
Who would you give number 1, Doc?
Major League.
Me
on
too,
impact
Major League.
Only.
Impact.
Major League.
Impact.
And then Gabs are number 2.
I agree.
Let's vote. Number 2?
As much as I still stick with Major League as number 2. Where's the music? We said it's a contributing factor. What you guys are basically doing is only because internationally they are so big. That's the most important thing.
Who votes
thing.
For Major League at number 2?
I disagree. Number 2, Major
number
League.
Number 2, I want him number 1.
I also want number 1.
I want
one.
Them at number 2.
I want
number
them two. At number 1.
Number 2, I'll fight for because musically...
There's that element that's missing.
Yeah.
Okay.
The element of music. Yeah.
But so
it's fair for Major League. Where Major League lacks, that's where Gabs are gained. But it's
where,
vice versa.
Yeah, you're so right. I wish they would come like together. Because that would make so much sense.
So number 1 is Gabs.
Gabs are number 1.
It's not Major League, it's Gabs.
Kelvin Momo is not in the top 10.
That bothers
now,
me.
Now we need to review that. Maybe Uncle Waffles need to...
No, we can't deny her impact.
We're not talking about
can't
music.
Can't we have like a joint position? Kelvin needs to be on our list,
for
guys.
What? No.
Not everyone deserves a trophy.
No, honorable mention, Kelvin deserves
Kelvin
Momo.
Kelvin Momo deserves one.
If I had my way, you'd be
can
on that list.
Mike, hold on. Can you please give us a recap?
Yeah. 10.
Yeah.
Devin Cook.
Yeah.
9. Young Stunner.
Mm-hmm.
8, Bobby Cooper.
Ah.
Impact, Boise.
We're talking impact.
We're talking about impact,
Bro, Kevin Momo came out. Dog, listen. Don't hate, listen.
No.
Kevin Momo came out, gave the DJ's desk swag. Oh. He was swagged up.
Is that
He's
impact?
Got the moves. It's an impact. It's a culture, dog. It's a mapiano. That's what mapiano is about.
No, so Bobby Cooper came and showed them how to dance with no energy. So
No. Yeah, Bobby Cooper came. Oh. Bobby Cooper came and said
she made girls wanna be like her. She was literally the new Shoma Josie.
Who is you are so not wrong. You right. are so not
so
wrong.
Like,
yo.
Okay, one last question. I won't argue again. Let's put Kamumpela. Put Bobby Cooper.
Kamumpela didn't have a strong year, guys. She didn't have... She's a great
artist.
Those
people are the same.
You know what, guys? I'm convinced this guy is just here to convince her. Confuse us. When we get a list, it just goes left. We just here to confuse us.
Okay, but in terms of... Like, let's be honest. In terms of, like...
guys.
Putting Kelvin Momo and Bobby Cooper. That's what we need to... Who had the most impact in the year?
Bobby Cooper and Kevin Momo.
Let's vote, guys.
Bro, Bobby Cooper. I go Kevin Momo, bro.
Let's start. Oh, Kelvin Momo. Who votes Kelvin Momo?
If we end this list without Kelvin Momo in it. Bro, we've done nothing.
I don't think that this list would be fair if Bobby's not on it. Bobby made her name known this year.
Yo.
With her 3 songs. It's Piti Spiti, Banyana Kebafana, and what's the other one?
Oh, Vahabiki.
Not even Vahabiki. The other one with...
Shonale.
No, guys.
So is it going to be fair to end this list without Kelvin Momo?
No, yes. It won't. But
so
also...
No, hold on.
Honorable mention.
Who mentions. Are you willing to remove?
Honorable mention, Kelvin Momo. Thank you.
Look,
you're
the thing
are willing
is,
to
I know
remove?
That people are not going to agree with me with who I would put Kelvin in, but I would rather sacrifice Kelvin for a list where we can justify why it's there. He's definitely an honorable mention, but to remove Bobby... No, guys.
No. You have a list of 10. Who would you remove? You
There's
can't
no,
be
if you didn't hear her, she's not removing anyone.
Tulani?
Ami Baby is the one.
So, Kelvin Momo doesn't make it on the list?
It's difficult.
It's a difficult.
Okay, give
Which
us
one
a
is this one?
All right. So, it's Devin Gogo 10. Number 9, Young Stunner. 8, Bobby Cooper. Number 7, Matumani. Number 6, Musa Keys. Number 5, Melo and Sleazy. Number 4, Focalistic. Number 3, Uncle Waffles. Number 2, Major League.
Wait, I have an idea. I have a really good idea.
why don't we put number one, not Kabza, but Scorpion Kings, remove Madumani and put Kelvin Momo? That makes more sense.
But
because then everyone is still on the list. Because
they also have the different... Yeah,
the impact of Scorpion Kings is larger than one of them. Am I lying?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can put number one, Scorpion
Pori
Kings.
Pori shines better alongside Kabza.
Yes. Oh, God.
Then Kabza shines better alongside Pori.
No.
It shines better on his own.
Do you guys agree on that?
Yeah.
Do you guys agree on that?
That one can work.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
So remove Matumani, we put Kevin Momo
on number 7.
Okay.
Number one, Scorpion Kings.
Scorpion Kings.
Shout out.
Guys, I'm disappointed, man.
Why? You're not on the list.
This is predictable. This is predictable.
But unfortunately, that's
Scorpion Kings. Look, they've been running the game for 5 years.
No, but it will change in 2023. Listen, there's kids coming.
Scorpion Kings. I think they even know that kids
are
coming.
They know. 2023, those boys won't see the game. Abopore, they're resigning.
I think they will see it, but not as much as
but there'll be a sideline.
Well, look, they saw the game changing.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you guys this. What did Scorpion King do this year that they didn't do last year?
Okay.
They hosted the first festival in South Africa.
Yeah, they could have done that. There was COVID. They could have done that.
But they still did it this year. So it's impact. No one in SA has ever done it.
I don't know. I just feel like they were present. That's all.
For me, I feel like the Scorpion Kings went out and signed the contract of elevating Amapiano, and they did that very well in 2020, 2021, 2022. I'm not sure if it's going to happen in 2023. However, they did well to date.
Also, they did a show where they did, I think it was 6 or 8 hours in the UK. That was a really impactful moment, by the way.
And didn't...
It was really, really big. We might not know about it, but...
What they did... What Steph is saying, and I agree with him, man, their bar is so high that they can't just... release and then they're on the list.
They need to DJ
in the moon or something. Okay. You know what I mean?
Mac. Is it safe for us to remove Scorpion Kings and give them a trophy and be like, hey, you guys, here's the gold, go out.
Yes.
Anyeke. Never.
What we are saying is, we respect Scorpion Kings and what they've done for the game. Is it fair for us to give them a trophy, Bapume, and not talk about them in this conversation?
No, the reason why I don't think we can do that, right, is the very thing that you spoke about, right? The rise of some of the artists that are here on this list is because of them. And so that is impact in itself. The fact that they have a platform big enough to give opportunities to other people.
No, they didn't just give opportunities. No, they benefited from it. They took from
even
this.
Even though they benefit, that's business. You can't mix it. You can't mix it. That's
and
business.
There's a lot of artists who aren't doing something that. They're not giving us tomorrow's potential big names. So I agree with her. And the reason why I'm saying that is that, guys, as much as you may be annoyed and tired that Scorpion Kings always comes out top, they do business differently. Simple example, you look at all of the other labels that are run by artists or established by artists. Those labels are there simply to help the longevity of that specific artist. Whereas with New Money Gang and Piano Hub, they are building tomorrow's talent. So fair enough, they may not be the forefront runners tomorrow, but they can always come and say, they're pulling a mosquito on us, where they basically are saying, tomorrow when Miller and Sleazy blow up, they blew up because they had Scorpion King's approval and help. Tomorrow when Mdu or whoever, even with Kelvin had a good...
gatekeeping, sweetheart.
It is gatekeeping, but unfortunately...
Look at my hand. Listen. You see, now you made a mistake for me talking about business. Scorpion Kings don't do business well. You're wrong. Go do your research. Those kids under Scorpion King or whoever comes in future Scorpion King, especially Maporis, I don't know what is his label, don't get their royalties. 95% of them. So let's not talk business. Let's talk what we see on social media and stay there, because those kids are not benefiting. The only thing these kids are benefiting from this dude is the fame. He keeps all the money. He keeps all the royalties and everything. The kids are getting bookings and the fame. That's it.
Can we use facts?
I can't fact anything. You have to bring Pori related. Bring it.
So no, can we use the fact keeping on. The royal
thing? Well, anything Pori related. No, let's go.
Another thing that I want to say, Pori right, related. About what you're talking about, and can we close it after that, right? It's a label. these people are running a label. If you're saying the business is bad, then you're saying Universal is bad. It's a label. When you go to Piano Hub and you go to New Money, you're signing to a label. If their label thing is that you don't get your royalties, you don't get them. You need to know as an artist what you're getting yourself into. I don't know if that's the case, but I'm just answering to you. That is business. That's
like,
music
like
business.
I was just throwing
that as devil's advocate, but I'm not part of the panel. So you guys vote. Are you sticking with Scorpion Kings as number one?
I'm sticking with Scorpion Kings because like Kabla does 9 shows a month, a one man. Boris going around the world, coming with the development of artists every month. So
you staying?
I'm staying with number one as them.
Sfiso?
Yeah, I'll give it to Scorpion Kings, definitely.
After fighting so long.
Steph?
No. I am fighting. My fight, it's not... You see, when you say impact and what they've done for the game, yes, I give it to them.
100%.
And they're like superstars. Like, they did it. They made Amapiano what it is today for me. They played like 60% of it. I just don't agree with the management side of things. Don't steal from the kids. Allow the kids to have what they own. Simple.
All right. On that note... All right, here is the final list. Number 10, Devin Coco. Number 9, Young Stunner. Number 8, Bobby Cooper. Number 7, Kelvin Momo. Number 6, Musa Keys. Number 5, Melon Sleazy. Number 4, Focalistic. Number 3, Uncle Waffles. Number 2, Major League. And last but not least, at number 1, round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, to Scorpion Kings. Toast to the first ever Amapiano Rap. Thank you so much, guys. This has been amazing. And just to say thanks, we've got some grandeur that we want to give you guys, man.
Oh,
I know, Crispy, you don't drink, but maybe you can give it to
someone. I'm selling it.
You're selling it?
I don't drink, but I'm selling it.
It's 280. You already know the price.
No, but coming from me.
Thank you guys so much for this, man.
Thank you for having us.
Make sure you comment. Let us know what you think of the list. Do you agree? Don't you agree? Skip on.
Please, impact.
In closing, what do you want to say, Sfiso?
Hey, man. Thank you for this opportunity, man. It was a dope show. I think this thing needs to happen at least once a year, where even though it sounds like we are attacking these artists, we're actually motivating them to like be better and do like much better in the next year, which is now 2023. Mm. So yeah, man, shout out to all of them. Everyone in Amapiano did well. We own Amapiano, so can we just do anything and everything we want on Amapiano? We own it. There's no book to Amapiano. We started it. So let's fuck it up and make all the mistakes along the way. So it's ours.
Steph, my dog.
Guys, let's just push the envelope and make history. We're already on that path, so we just continue with what we're doing right now.
I'm going to agree with him. Shout out to all the Amapiano artists. Like, everyone had a strong year. People pushed as much as they could. Let's get more music out, do more, create more jobs, more companies, more record labels. Just do it how we want to do it. Also, learn about music business. That's how you're going to make your money. Music business.
Still, anyway.
Nah, man,
fuck you, my man. You haven't booked me at Tanzania. This guy, I had to go through the stampede there in Tanzania.
No.
Oh, you're here to tell the tale, so you know what you survived the stampede.
I went there with Tira and Nak. They don't know them. People are drinking. Tira is like in the corner. Nobody cares. Nak is there. Nobody cares. Tanzania was something
else.
It's
a new wave.
To me, like I could say, like, let's fight for... I'm fighting for unity amongst the Chandra. Like, let's support each other. Let's work more harder. As much as we can. Nigerians can't fight this Chandra by themselves. Let's just unite as much as we can and go far with it and spread the wings among the... Let's go globalization.
Yeah.
Let's go globalization.
Yeah, let's not keep it in SA only. Let's go up. Let's spread it out. Don't be scared of going out.
Yeah.
Go spread it out so they make money.
Crisp.
I would just want to say support up-and-coming artists. I see a lot of complaints that the music sounds the same, but if you're only consuming on TikTok, you're only going to get so much of the genre. There's a lot of people who are coming and actually giving a different sound. So be patient with the sound and give support to the up-and-coming because they are the future of the sound. And like he said as well, this is the one time South Africans genuinely need to unite. Nigerians cannot be the face of something that we started in our bedrooms with whatever studio equipment. So let us just be proudly South African and Mandela's Rainbow Nation and take it to the world on a big scale.
Yeah, for me, man, like, irrespective of what camp you're in, who you like, which DJ, whatever, the genre itself has empowered so many people that were previously underprivileged. And, you know, it's empowering to see that because that's what we strive for. And God has blessed us with this thing. So I think the more people we empower... And take out of the hood and stuff, the better. Because, like, yo, bro, I didn't know this thing was big until I went to the UK. I'm like, fuck, this thing is huge. Yeah. Then I drop an EP. We out here, man. Podcast and chill.